From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Tens of thousands of people marched in demonstrations across the United States Saturday to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Julie Walker reports.
John Legend performs at the L.A. rally, telling the crowd he brought his family with him and wants people to understand how important not just family is, but also doing something for others. In New York, Kerry Washington, whose grandparents were slaves and immigrants, says the fight against the Trump administration's policies is very important to her.
It's not enough to just end family separation. We have to end family detention, and we have to reunite these families.
In the nation's capital, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda sang a lullaby dedicated to parents who were separated from their children.
When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart.
I'm Julie Walker.
A monitoring group says satellite images show rapid improvements have been made in recent months at one of North Korea's nuclear research sites. This comes from a report by the group 38 North, which monitors military, economic, social, and other developments in North Korea. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says it does have a plan for denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump's national security advisor says the U.S. has a plan that would lead to the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs within a year. John Bolton tells CBS's Face the Nation that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will discuss it with North Korea in the near future.
It's to North Korea's advantage to see these programs dismantled very quickly, because then the elimination of sanctions, aid by South Korea and Japan and others, can all begin to flow.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
And this is VOA News. Acting Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Susan Thornton is leaving the State Department at the end of July amid ongoing and critical negotiations with North Korea. This is weeks after the leaders of the U.S. and North Korea met in Singapore. Thornton was formally nominated by President Donald Trump as Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs last December, after serving in the position in an acting capacity soon after Mr. Trump took office. Thornton's nomination, which requires Senate confirmation, has been blocked by key Republicans. Two French soldiers were killed in an attack in Mali Sunday. That's according to the Defense Ministry. At least a dozen others were wounded, including between four and eight French soldiers, when a car bomb detonated, reportedly targeting a French and Malian patrol, which then came under fire. The attack comes just days after Islamist militants raided the headquarters of a five-nation African force. A suicide blast has ripped through members of Afghanistan's tiny Hindu and Sikh minority in the eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 15 people and wounding 20 others. The victims were on the way to the governor's office in the provincial capital of Jalalabad Sunday afternoon to meet with President Ashraf Ghani, who was visiting the city. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods take effect this Sunday following the Trump administration's new tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said the tariffs are regrettable, but called the U.S. tariffs hurtful.
These Section 232 tariffs are illegal under WTO and NAFTA rules, and we have therefore initiated cases at the WTO and under Chapter 20 of NAFTA to challenge them.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke late Friday to discuss trade and other economic issues. Trudeau also spoke Friday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto to keep him up to date on Canada's response to the U.S. tariffs. The American goods that Canada has placed tariffs on include ketchup, lawnmowers, and motorboats. Mexico's presidential election Sunday is shaping up to be a historic poll plagued by corruption and violence, but voters in the nation appear to be heading to the ballot box with sweeping change in mind. Polls consistently show the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador, widely known as AMLO, with a double-digit lead. Voters are also picking candidates to fill 128 seats in the country's Senate, in addition to 500 seats in the Chamber of Deputies. That's the country's higher and lower legislative bodies, respectively. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.